Go away, kids. It's story time.
Boys and girls for Jesus. This our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus. Home and school, at play and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There is all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
Well, hi there. Come on in. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Story Time. How's your schoolwork been lately? Doing good work? Bad work? Have you ever been tempted to cheat? I know I was when I was a kid, and you know what? I gave in a few times, too. And then I found out that, cheating is really a losing game. That's what my story is all about. It's written for the Children's Bible Hour by Harry Trover and is entitled, Almost is Lost.
Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Arnold. Oh, yes, Miss Gray, you're Ted's teacher. Yes? Well, I wondered. I thought it was time for report cards. No, Ted didn't bring his home, and I didn't sign it. I never saw it. I'm afraid so. He must have signed it himself. Yes, something will have to be done. I think I hear Ted on the front porch, and I don't want him to hear us talking. I'll call you later.
Mother!
Yes, I'll call you tomorrow. Goodbye, and thanks for calling.
Hi, Mom. Who are you talking to?
Oh, a lady I know. How did things go at school today?
Swell, like a breeze.
Looks like a lot of homework under your arm. You'd better get your studying done before supper.
Oh, Mom, I'll study later. The guys are waiting for me to play ball tonight. I'm the pitcher, and I gotta be there.
Did it ever occur to you to say that you have studying to do and that the ball game will have to wait? Don't your studies ever come first?
There you go again. I'm getting along all right.
We were just talking about that very thing when you came in. This lady was telling me about a boy she knows who won't do his schoolwork.
See, I'm not the only one who waits to study.
Yes, but do you know what this boy did one time?
What?
He didn't do his work, so when he got his report card, it was full of low marks. And instead of bringing that report card home, he signed his mother's name to it and took it back to school. She found out about it later. Now, what do you think of a boy who'd do a thing like that, Ted?
Well, I guess some people would call him a cheat.
A liar, too, maybe? Anything said or done with intent to deceive is a lie, you know.
You don't think much of such a fella, do you? Who were you talking to on the phone?
Miss Gray, your teacher.
Oh, and whose mother was it?
Your mother.
You mean me?
You.
Wow, we stand here talking about this boy, and all the time it's me.
You did forge my name to your report card, didn't you?
Well, yes, I did sign your name, but honest, I didn't mean anything by it. I just figured you were too busy to bother, so I signed it for you to save you the trouble.
That isn't a very good excuse, is it?
Not very. I'm sorry, Mom. I'll never do it again. Honest.
But you did it this time, didn't you? We're going to have to punish you for this, Ted. Your father and I'll discuss it when he gets home. And in the meantime, you can forget the ball game for tonight and get busy with your homework.
Aw, Mom!
We'll talk more about it after supper.
Ted's parents discussed the problem and decided upon a fitting punishment for his actions. They also talked to him about working harder at doing a good job on his schoolwork. And, of course, he assured them that he was determined to do better.
Mom, Dad, I'm gonna do better. I really am.
That's the spirit. That's the way I like to hear you talk.
One more thing, son. You know that Mom and I have been thinking about getting a horse for you. However, we think you should do a little to earn it. Now, we will not get it for you unless you pass this year. We know from past experience that you're capable of doing good work and passing. So we expect you to do it.
Wow. Now I've got to pass. I've just got to pass.
Ted made the dust fly on his books. For a while. But as spring moved into the first warm days of summer, oh man, he found it harder and harder to study, and he did less and less homework. His grades began to drop again, and he began to worry that he might not get that horse after all. Then, he figured out a way to bring the grades back up without even studying. After school one day, Ted made a telephone call while his mother was out planting flowers in the garden.
Hey, Tom, what are you doing?
Oh, I've got lots of homework tonight.
That's what I should be doing, too. Listen, I can't talk long. Mom's out in the yard, and I'm supposed to be studying. You were saying today that you wanted to ride my horse when I get it, right? Well, I decided to let you ride it.
Oh, thanks, Ted. That would be a blast.
But there's a catch. If I don't pass, Mom and Dad won't get me the horse.
Well, is that a problem? You're gonna pass, aren't you?
I don't know. I'm not doing so good.
Maybe they'll change their minds.
Not a chance. If my folks say I have to pass to get it, that's what they mean. Look, in 2 days we're gonna have some tests, and I don't know beans about anything. So, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let you ride my horse every day if you'll give me the answers to the test questions in class.
How can we get away with that?
Nobody will catch on. You sit right in front of me, you know. All you need to do is write big and keep the paper over to the side where I can see it. Will you do it?
Well, I guess I can.
Okay, it's a deal then. You let me have the answers, and I'll let you ride my horse all you want. You're a real pal, Tom. Hey, Mom is coming in. I gotta go. See ya.
But the next day, Tom wasn't in school. So, after classes were over, Ted walked home with the girl who sat next to him. He bought her some candy and shared it with her as they walked along.
Hey, this candy is really good, but you're not eating much. Do you want some more?
No, I don't feel very good. Look, Sally, I've always had trouble with my test. I was wondering, would you mind helping me tomorrow? You could put your paper where I could see it. That way I could get some of the answers I don't know.
Ted, that's cheating. I couldn't do that.
Why not?
You heard what Miss Gray said this afternoon. Anyone who is caught cheating will get a failing grade. If she found out, both of us would fail. No, I'm not gonna do that.
Ted ran home. He got out his books and he began to cram and cram and cram. Oh, he studied so late that when he got to school the next morning, he could hardly hold his head up because he was so tired. And his mind was so foggy, he could hardly tell one question from another.
Oh, Ted, this final report card says you failed.
I'm sorry, Mom. I only failed by a couple of points, though. I tried, but I guess I started trying too late.
Well, that means no horse for you this summer.
But, Mom, Miss Gray says if I do good in summer school, I should be able to catch up. So can't I still have the horse? I told you I'm sorry, and I'll work really hard. I finally learned my lesson. I promise.
Good, good. But it's still too late to make any difference as far as getting a horse this summer.
But I almost passed.
Son, almost is not enough. Almost is lost. And you've lost out on your reward.
But...
There's an even more important lesson here, Ted. Your mother and I have been concerned about you. All your life, you've attended church and Sunday school. You've learned a lot of Bible verses. You take part in church activities. But our question is, have you been born again? Are you really saved, Ted? You see, being saved is something like, well, something like making a passing grade. It's not enough to almost make it.
That's right, Ted. If you don't personally accept Jesus as your Savior, you'll be lost. No matter how many good things you've done, you've got to pass God's exam 100%, or you're lost.
What do you mean?
In Romans 3:23, it says that everyone has sinned and come short of what God requires. To come short means to fail, to miss the mark. God knew we couldn't save ourselves, so he sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to be our Savior. Christ is the only one who doesn't miss God's mark. When we trust Christ as personal Savior, we pass God's exam. But if we fail to trust Christ, we fail to receive the reward, salvation, and eternity spent with God in heaven.
I guess maybe you're right. I really know all that, but I never thought about it much. I just figured I was okay. I do want to become a Christian.
That's an answer to our prayer, son. Let's get the Bible, and I'll show you again how you can be saved. The song you just heard is an old hymn based on what King Agrippa said to the Apostle Paul. After hearing what Jesus had done on the cross, King Agrippa said, "You almost persuade me to be a Christian." But as our story said, almost is lost. Have you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? Oh, here comes the ABCs of salvation. We've shared them often, but they bear repeating. A, admit you're a sinner and can't save yourself. B, believe that Jesus died on the cross, raised again from the dead for you. And then C, confess your sins to him and invite him to come into your heart and life. You've been listening to Storytime, a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Goodbye now.